Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
Oh, lovely. Me too, actually.
My shoelaces are so tight and my feet stink. It's funny that we... anyway.
Perfect start.
A flawless start.
I'm spilling water everywhere.
We haven't been in the room together potting for a really long time. I mean, that would imply that there's also a track record of us just recording.
Recording at all. But I actually think the last time we were in person doing a podcast together was early summer, end of 2021. It was because it was in this room, but your couch was there.
Oh, yes.
Just to give a bit, if you're not, it's obviously an audio medium. Currently, the couch is below some pictures, but it used to be below the windows.
It was below the window, but actually, the couch started to fade because that's how strong the UV is.
Wow.
In this. And just, can you imagine what that's doing to your skin?
I don't have to imagine because I look and I see the lines every damn
day. Do you
day.
SPF?
I, not every day.
Oh my God, you're a maniac.
But I basically paid a lot of money for my face sunscreen and I do love it. And if I'm going outside, I'll wear it. But
do you do skincare?
Yeah.
And you don't do SPF?
Yeah.
Then you're so stupid.
But do you...
You're the stupidest man in the world.
But what if I'm just like...
The number one thing.
What if I'm just like biking to work and then sitting in an office all day and then biking home?
SPF.
That's enough to need SPF.
We should be SPFing now. I'm in the... I have SPF today, but... To be in the window.
Do you not think I've kind of missed the metaphorical window of like the years I should have been wearing sunscreen?
100%. But yeah. Like, it's still growing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm using like 20 products a day on my skin at the moment.
You're
moment.
A...
And not
you're
SPF. SPF like on the
you're
weekend.
You're a fool. Just simply go to YouTube and search like skincare versus... SPF, and you will be crying by the end of it.
Really?
The amount of money you're wasting on the skincare.
How soon will I see benefits?
Immediately.
Really?
SPF every day.
Holy.
SPF every single day. But do you know what the key is?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to theme song on this.
Yeah.
An SPF you enjoy using. Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
And welcome along to another episode of The Male Gaze.
To this day's episode of The Male Gaze.
And this one is in person, which feels like we're about to do, like, have you watched the Cara Delevingne sit-down Vogue chat where she talks about, like, becoming sober?
Oh, no, I would actually love to.
It's deeply sincere and earnest and, like, probably not something to mock.
Of course not.
I just... She...
Her house... The video of her house on Architectural Digest is my favorite hate watch. I've watched it on YouTube.
Oh my God,
so many times.
My favorite house, and I was like,
No. I hate the house so much. I hate it more than anything I've ever seen, and I can't stop watching the video. I love it. I love to watch the video because, and I'm so happy for her with how her life is going.
What? Her life has never been, well, until.
No, now she's in recovery.
Oh, yeah. Like as of 3 months ago, but you have not even watched the video.
No, I haven't.
She looks great at the Oscars, but I was just like, why was she.
The dress was incredible. I did see the headlines and I was like, she's doing better.
Yes. So there were these airport photos, apparently. She looked terrible.
Videos, actually. And I am a. Why would you even watch them? But I did watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been watching celebrities fall off the rails our whole life. It's part of human nature.
But you know, I've...
Live, laugh, love, and watch celebrities fall off the rails.
But post-free Britney, I think we're not really meant to anymore. And
right.
I was working in commercial radio at the time that those videos came out, so it was kind of it's a job requirement. And I will be using that excuse. Did you see the video of this is what the podcast, and I thought you were going to say this when you said what the vibe is of doing a podcast in real life. It's like the Emily Ratajkowski interviewing Diplo that came, so this morning it's gone off because...
He's bisexual?
Well, what he
he's
says...
He's not bisexual.
He says, I'm not gay.
Which is very much my MO when I was in high school.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay, but I'm not
gay. Who knows what could happen in the future, but I'm keen to date.
It's funny because I think of Diplo, I think of... Justin Bieber.
Where are you now that I need
and
you?
And then I think of him never again.
So he, and at that point, he was called Jack U. And I don't know if Jack U was one person or multiple people.
Right.
But I was actually searching. I was actually. Here's how damaged I am.
How damaged are you?
I'm damaged enough that today, after seeing this video, so in the video, if you have not seen it, Diplo does say. He may have been given a blowjob for a man and kind of implies that he doesn't remember if it happened or not. Which
he got
is that you would remember.
He got gifted one. Or
gifted
he,
one. Oh, yeah. He was on the receiving
hashtag
end.
Hashtag sponsored blowjob. Hashtag gifted.
He got gifted the new mint chocolate chip flavored Kit Kat blowjob.
Which we are munching on while we record this.
Thank you, Kit Kat, for sending me some chocolate. But
not me.
No, well, you're eating it, so thank them.
Thank you, Eli. Oh, okay. I'm not thanking Kit Kat.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nestle can suck my dick.
He says...
And Diplo's, apparently.
Well, he won't suck your dick, but you can suck his dick if you want. But what he says in the video is just, oh my God, he's like, is it gay if you don't make eye contact? He's one of those lines.
Ugh.
Anyway, here's how damaged I am. I spent over 5 minutes today looking through Diplo's discography because I was trying to write a tweet. And who even needs to be on Twitter anymore? I actually said I would quit. Probably last podcast, but I was trying to write a tweet.
Which
about,
was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to write a tweet to say, I gave Diplo the blowjob that inspired blank, this song. And I was trying to find the most iconic song. And then, Where Are You Now? Was actually the one that I was like, that's kind of the only one I really actually know.
So what else did he do?
Lots of songs by that artist, Moore. Or her name is spelled M-O.
Okay.
Kamikaze, Cold Water again with Justin Bieber. Well, he was Major Lazer. So the, you know, Girls Who Run the World by Beyonce, that is a sample of a Major Lazer song.
I would say I confuse him for Post Malone and Calvin Harris.
Post Malone?
Yeah.
Post Malone is not even a...
But they look the same.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
Not at all. Post Malone looks so different from Diplo. Diplo looks like...
They're all part of the same goodie bag, in my mind. Like, they're all part of the same dollar mixture. I just, like... And it feels like the same music, and...
Diplo looks like an aged Love Island contestant. Like, he's, like, tanned, bleached blonde hair. He looks like he's been in Ibiza for years. And then Post Malone...
Has tattoos?
Has tattoos everywhere and a beard, and he kind of looks like a... He kind of looks like a grunge... I don't think you know what Post Malone looks like. To have
I
made
know
that comparison.
I could draw you Post Malone.
I would love to see you draw Post Malone. And
I could draw you Diplo and Post Malone. And I do think they look the same. So is that like, what, the fact of the gay that, I mean, Diplo is maybe bisexual. Is not
He's
bisexual.
not gay.
Not gay. To bisexual. I think I felt like I saw the headline. Actually, I've got a fact with a gay.
Really?
It made me laugh. And I screenshotted it and didn't read the articles.
Oh my gosh,
so
incredible.
That's all you're going to get. But maybe it's easily a discussion point.
Fact of the gay.
This is on one of those sort of queer Instagram news accounts. Mm-hmm. This one's called Them. In huge win for gay rodents, scientists make baby mice from cells of two fathers.
Wow.
So scientists just managed to make viable eggs from the cells of male mice in enormous news for the gay rodents. Especially the ones that love Lady Gaga the world over. That is such a weird...
Oh my God, who wrote that? Actually, that is why I would write if I was writing for that. Whatever that.
And honestly, you could do that job.
Yeah.
I could draw you doing that job. I could draw that as, like, in my mind... The most scientific answer, like rebuttal to anything.
How good do you... You're pretty good at drawing.
It's just like my mind could picture that, you know?
Yeah,
I'm okay
yeah.
at drawing, yeah.
Yeah, you are solid.
But pretty amazing, but also so funny to sort of frame it like the gay male mice have been...
fighting for the right to have biological kids.
Because I wouldn't say that's why I'm at the parades.
Yeah, for mice.
It's certainly not for mice.
Nah.
If you could... oh my God, I've taken this and run with it. If you and Sam could use your cells to create an egg to then create a child,
yeah,
would you do it?
Well, I mean, there's some bigger questions carrying. About having kids in general. But I guess... But what do you mean by carrying?
Well, you can... Oh, sister walked in it. It was... Don't worry. You're not ruining anything precious.
Yeah. No, you should be part of this, actually.
This chat.
Well, I guess... You could have the eggs, but you couldn't have the womb.
Yeah, neither of you's ever giving birth, right?
No, unless you create like a uterus.
Yeah. Anyway, I think if Sam and I got to the stage where we want to have kids, and that was an option available on the table, depending on price, probably.
Depending on mice. Depending on the price of mice. Okay, second question. Uh-huh. Would you put... this is crazy. The cell of a gay mouse... in you and give birth to a mouse if you could, which is essentially Stuart Little, your butt.
yeah.
If you could give birth to Stuart Little, would you?
Of course. Is he fully dressed?
Yeah. He looks like the mouse.
He's
in the movie
vest and stuff.
So would you like to have a mouse as a son?
Because
I think I'd want a mouse as a son over a human as a son.
I honestly, yeah, I can see that for you. And if it happened for you, I would want it. I'd be jealous of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be jealous. I'd be like, that kid with the tech deck.
Yeah, and imagine like,
And Stuart Little could ride the tech deck.
And all of his friends at school would be like, Mum, can Stuart come over? Before he comes over, you need to know, he's a mouse, so...
And also, his parents are gay, which is quite a funny level to that. Like, not, it's like, you know, the day that's like, draw your family. Stuart's like, fuck, my parents are humans, but also, I've got two dads. And I don't know what he would be overcoming more.
Yeah. Yeah, and which one do you tell your parents? And then when he comes around, you're like, you didn't tell us this mouse had two gay dads?
I don't care that they're humans. I just hate that they're gay.
I have a crazy story to tell you that I can't wait.
Has
happened on the interim since we've seen each other, which has been months.
Yeah. I've traveled the globe.
Yeah. We were in Christchurch, Ototahi, my hometown.
We being?
Sam and I.
And Stuart.
It was still my butt at that stage. waiting to come out. We always have like brunch with my family. That's how they get together because obviously the kids are up then. So
that's crazy. Yeah. So say that again.
We always have brunch.
That's insane.
Yeah.
A family having brunch. As a way to get together?
Yeah. Yeah,
my family actually did this crazy thing where we...
Oh, by the way, brunch was a combination of breakfast and lunch.
Oh my God, okay.
Sort of like 10:30, 11.
I've got a crazy thing to say after brunch.
Okay.
After your story about brunch.
My nephew Theo, who is fully 9 years old, and Sam and I have been together for over 6 years at this point, and have been in his life, have given him joint presents, come to visit, stay in a room at my mum's house together, clearly a double bed, sleep in the same room. And Sam's brother is gay. So Sam's talking about Christmas and he was like, oh, so my brother's and his boyfriend came over. And then my nephew said, your brother has a boyfriend? How does that work? To Sam, my boyfriend was the craziest thing.
No, I get it. It's confusing. Because you think of like, okay, my uncles are gay.
A gay.
But... They
but
can't
brothers
have,
don't have
you can't have a gay brother.
Yeah. No, maybe that is it.
I get it. I'm in his defense.
You're on Team Theo.
Because when you said it to me,
yeah,
I got a little bit confused for a second.
You're like, a brother has a boyfriend?
I was like, wait, hang on. His brother has a boyfriend? What?
Yeah.
So I get it. But it is funny. It is a couple of leaps, isn't it? I do think, though, like I'm giving my nieces and nephews like a little act of service by making them like just slightly cooler. Because they're just like already like up to scratch. Like it's sort of like, you don't know how good you got this when I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
Not only am I gay, I'm cool.
Yeah.
That's what I think. When I'm sitting there smugly, not chatting to them, I just sort of think to myself, like, how lucky are you?
Yeah. And also like, if your nephew or niece ever said they wanted a girlfriend or a boyfriend, like, what are their mum and dad going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like your uncle Chris.
He is a girl. He had a girlfriend.
And things did not work out.
I think I'm actually over brunch, was what I was going to say, as an idea. I think I'm skewing towards lunch.
Yeah.
Like, I think brunch as an idea, I'm over it. I'm over the options. I'm over feeling full at 11.
Wow.
I don't like eggs that late. Think it's too much. I think the industry got oversaturated. Everything had like candy floss, and it was pancakes and waffles, and it was
all that stuff.
It was just, and like, you know, those cups that are like dipped in chocolate and all that sort of stuff just makes me want to hurl. And I'm like, actually, just I want to go to a lunch spot and have a sandwich.
Here's what I will say: brunch, I can do it at home. Everything they can do in a cafe, I can do a pretty good version of it at home.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, halloumi, bacon, guess what? You can buy it at the store.
Yeah.
And you can punch up eggs on toast.
I can't do lunch. Sometimes I've had a sandwich and I'm like, what? The filling in this is a full meal.
Yeah.
Like a slow boiled lamb. I'm like, I'm not slow cooking a meat for a sandwich.
Yeah, and I can't make a slaw with a do you call it a sauce? But whatever it's in, the liquid that it's in, the mayonnaise.
What do you call that? The coal. Of the slaw.
Oh, because the slaw is the veggies. Yeah, the coal. I couldn't do a coal this good. I could never do a coal this good.
Yeah, what is the dressing of a slaw? I guess it is the dressing of a slaw.
Or is it coleslaw dressing?
Do you know, for the longest time, it's actually so crazy that we have cold sores and then coleslaw. Like,
someone,
I just think
someone should have done something about that. We need to talk to our local MPs. About this. Cold sauce and coleslaw.
Stop the arts carts. And for the love of God, fix coleslaw.
It sounds
it's up there with Hamna and Hanmer. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Hanmer can get in the seat. Yeah. They should actually just rearrange the spelling and put it to what most people say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I couldn't. It's Hanmer, eh?
Hanmer, yeah.
Just make it Hamna. It's easier to say. It sounds better. And I don't think. I'm going to go out on a limb.
No one would notice.
I don't care about the history of the name Hamna.
No. And then we find out it's really significant.
But I really don't think it is.
I don't think so either. I think it's like George F. Hamnema.
Yeah, it's probably, let's be honest, a racist person.
Yeah. Can I get you back on this egg animal business? I had this thought
I just want to say that cold sores and coleslaws.
Yeah.
Sounds like the title of like a really bad memoir.
Or like a sort of one woman play at like the Edinburgh Fringe.
And she has a fling at the sandwich shop.
And the fling at the sandwich shop sounds like an old sort of whodunit.
Yeah.
This is a crazy thought I had the other day, because I was sort of learning lots about fertility recently, and that, because I always thought like chickens, like I thought at every egg that a chicken sits on, turns into a chicken.
Oh no.
But it has to be one that's been fertilized. And like, that's just me being a total fool and not really thinking about it. But then I had the thought the other day, how do the chickens know to sit on the right egg?
Surely it's warmer, or do they talk? Yeah, true. Okay, so yeah, wait a second. When the eggs are
I don't know. What you're about to ask.
Fish, right, well, the woman, well, I mean, who even knows what gender means with fish anymore? But like, one fish lays the eggs, and then the other fish comes and fertilizes the eggs outside of the body.
Right.
But chickens
are in shells.
Yeah, and I think chickens bone. Because I've seen birds have sex.
Yeah, they rub their tails on their
They rub their pussies. Cloacas
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
They rub their tails on the pussies. No, they both have cloacas. Male and female birds have cloacas.
Right.
And they rub them together, but one cloaca puts the seed out and the other one gobs it up. But then not all birds, because it's actually a course that I'm fighting for. But ducks have a penis for sure, because they have a corkscrew penis.
And we know about this.
And a maze. And a maze vagina.
A maze vagina? Oh, like, so the corkscrew has to find its way through the maze.
Through the maze, yeah.
Oh my gosh, amazing
vagina. We actually have it so easy.
We have it so easy. Yeah. And we're complaining about butt sex.
I know. I actually don't have any complaints. I'm actually fine with it.
What's going on I mean, where have we been? We've both been doing work.
So we've been, we've been seriously quite busy on a lot of things.
Busy little bees, yeah.
You've just been in Adelaide, the Christchurch of Australia. I actually would love to know, because I think it is a sister city, right?
And it is
also
a sister
similar,
city.
And also just similar.
It's flat, it's gridded.
Lots of churches, right?
Lots of churches. Mm. It's a lovely city.
Oh, gorgeous.
I sort of felt like Christchurch for a little bit, and then I was like, this isn't like Christchurch at all after a while. Okay. But it was fun. I did tree climbing with Guy Montgomery.
I love those things.
It's sort of done me in for a loop, because I feel like so much of my early 20s vibe was like no to exercise, no to sports, as like a really hot take. Mm. And the older I get, the wiser I get, the more I'm just like, why wouldn't you just want to go and have fun?
Yeah.
And I do think that these lads get it. And there's a lot to learn from the lads.
The boys know what's up.
The boys know what's up. And I'm just starting to sort of come to terms with that.
Those tree courses are truly the closest thing we can have as adults to the thrill of a playground. Although, I guess theme parks.
No, truly, this was better. And there's this moment where you clip on, like, you know, so you're always attached to like a wire with a harness and a carabiner. And so you're always kind of like hooked on. Mm. And at one point you connect yourself to like this swing. And so then you're connected to that. And then that's on a weird slide thing. But you jump and grab a net like Tarzan. And it was unbelievable.
It's so scary, eh?
It was so scary. It's so hard to describe. But for a moment you feel like you're free falling until you catch a net. And it was... Mm. Like, I couldn't believe it. And watching Guy have to do it before me, and the fear hit him a little bit first. And I saw it, and I was like, the fear has hit him. And then he did it, and I was very proud of him. And then it was my turn. He's like, you can do it. And I was like, the fear hit him. The fear's allowed to hit me.
Because the funny thing about those courses, is that I had thought, seeing them on Instagram and stuff, that there would be, like, a legit person with you the whole time. No. Like, taking you through it. But you're just kind of
Kind of... 8-year-olds do it.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where you're like, well, the 8-year-old can do it. I for sure can do this.
Yeah.
And you sort of are up there thinking to yourself, I don't know if I can.
Because 8-year-olds are actually climbing over stuff all the time. They're kind of used to it.
You feel the fear, do it anyway as an 8-year-old.
Mm. There's one near Whanganui and it's actually so sick.
Oh,
and
you should do that.
It's awesome.
You do need to be an active wear. And a lot of people
of
think.
Of course.
A lot of people think this will be a little bit of fun. We just do it in the afternoon. You need to prepare for the day to do it.
There's one in the Whanganui one where you hold a rope and then there's a skateboard going across a tightrope and you go on the skateboard.
Unbelievable.
But the scariest one for me was just called like the heights or something, and it's just where you go really, really high. The whole course is like less of the thrill things, but you're just crazy high. And that one, there was someone ahead of us who was going quite slowly, so you just have to sit and wait.
Yeah.
And that was the worst bit, was sitting and waiting and being so, so high.
And sometimes because you'll clip on and then you can like slide, slide rope down. I don't know how to describe that.
Abseil?
Kind of abseil, And then you realize that the same mechanism that allows you to do that is on literally every single contraption that you're on. Like, you're always there. Just that sometimes you let go and sometimes you don't. And once you realize that, then you feel fearless in the course. But yeah, loving activities. Just love to be doing a team thing. That being said, have quit my gym.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow. How are you feeling about that?
I'm to sort of be in your 30s without a gym membership, you sort of don't feel like you have a home.
Yeah.
Feel a bit displaced.
I've had 3 days off the gym and I'm kind of like loving it, because I got really sick on Monday and like couldn't get up and then slept for like 12 hours.
3 days.
I know. It's still very fresh for me, but.
There's a minimum of 3 days.
I've been going.
Like a maniac.
6 times a week, but pretty much the whole of last year, and then this year I was trying to keep up with it.
Holy.
And I think I'm having a moment in my life where I'm like, what am I getting out of this? How much time is it sucking away from my day? And is it worth it?
Huge questions.
Yeah.
I definitely think I need to move.
Mm.
Like, I just find myself constantly going from one couch with terrible posture to another.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, you could draw me right now. I'm on a couch
and I
with
will draw you right
terrible
now.
Posture.
I don't think your posture's too bad, right? I don't know.
I've been like this sort of, I look like Rose from Titanic.
It's very much that.
Being drawn naked.
But in kind of a cardigan and shorts.
I'm hot and I don't have the energy to move.
I want you to be wearing this and only this. What, your cardigan, your t-shirt, your shorts, socks. And your socks, and your headphones.
I've been like this all day. So it's not good. I'm never engaging my core.
Yeah, yeah.
And to sort of not have a, I guess to be able to identify that, but then not have a gym membership is a stressful place to be.
Are you seeking a gym membership or are you just mm-hmm. You're going, yes.
I needed to have a fresh start.
Yeah, nice.
I feel like I won't be in this house for very much longer.
Mm.
Not that there's anything like promising happening, but
yeah.
And when I do, you know, new gym, there's a little part of me that's like, does he become a little Les Mills gay?
You mentioned this to me. Mm. Off mic.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for you to potentially explore that. Because I do think there are aspects of Les Mills that you would really enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And I've done it before and loved it.
Yeah.
My gym just had very selective hours, and those hours were never when I was available. And so yeah. I was like, this is not, we're not compatible at the moment. It's a great gym, just not compatible.
Even with Les Mills, I get annoyed sometimes, because sometimes for me, the ideal time to go to the gym would be like, honestly, 9 p.m. on a Sunday. And yeah. It's not open then.
Is it not?
It closes at 7 on the weekends, which is frustrating.
I do think when you're going to the gym at 9 p.m. on a Sunday,
you're a uni
you've
student.
Got to go to the door and think, what am I running away from?
Yeah.
You know, what? Turn around.
That's true.
And look at that. Because yeah. I feel that too.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, that would be my ideal time. Because you still think, there's still something, I can still save the day.
Yeah, exactly. I think I truly at my core, I think I know that if I am going to make exercise work for me, I need to do it kind of first thing in the morning and get out of the way. And I know that makes my whole life better if I do it. But to make the switch is very hard.
I've got the Chris Hemsworth app.
Wow, how was it?
It actually worked for me. I was doing it because I've been working with Madeline Sami. Mm-hmm. She is in peak physical condition.
She's looking hot.
She's looking incredible. And I keep saying, like,
Queen of the Week. Queen of the Week.
Queen of the Week.
I don't care about the Oscars.
We should get into the Oscars.
Yeah.
But first, Madeline Sami's body. I just like, unbelievably, like, put together. She's so hot. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, what's your secret? She's like, I'm using the Chris Hemsworth app.
I actually was going to do a Chris Hemsworth class with her at the wedding over New Year's.
Yes.
And then slept in.
But I use the app and I enjoy it.
Is it actually Chris teaching all the classes?
He sometimes pops in. There was an amazing day where they, because they send you articles as well. And one day it was sort of all of the Hemsworth brothers, it looked like,
mm-hmm.
and their kind of trainers, they're all standing in a row with like their shirts off, looking incredible. And they were like, sometimes the article was like, sometimes it's just genetics. And I was like, fuck you guys. Like, you can work as hard as you want, but you'll never look like us. It was sort of what the article was saying.
That's horrific.
I couldn't believe it. I'm sort of frantically looking for it. And do you know that feeling of like, you're like, I'll pull it up, and then you go into your phone photos and you're like, I'm lost. Like, I'm never going to find this.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of hopeful, but nah, it's not there. Which was insane. But
sometimes it's just genetics. That's our advice from you as personal trainers. Sometimes it's just genetics.
But the articles, yeah, the workout's like 30 minutes long. They're on your phone.
Sick.
The music's not annoying, but yeah. It's like working out in a pandemic. You know, I do like the class. I love the space.
Yeah, I did a few, like, because Les Mills, you can get Les Mills on demand on your laptop, on your lappy.
Yeah.
And I did, when I was, like, away in the holidays, I did some of those, and it did make me feel, like, deep in the pandemic. Deep in it. Something about doing workouts at home, to me, is a little bit full on.
It was like when we were all self-isolating during the cyclone, like, my, like, lockdown muscle memory just immediately kicked in, and yeah. I was like, I baked this lasagna from scratch. Like, I made the sheets, I made the pasta.
You made the pasta.
I wheeled it out. Like, it was such a cry for help.
How was it?
Honestly, unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was
great.
The best one I've ever made.
Awesome.
I think it might be one of my favorite foods.
Better than any. So how often do you make it from scratch? And how often, like, was this,
you have to have a whole day to make a lasagna.
Yeah, wow.
And to think, like, my mum used to sort of, sometimes it would just be like, because mum had like 30 dishes that she sort of made around, you know, for like 30 years for us.
Yeah.
And lasagna was in that 30. And it's a lot just to whip out a lasagna.
30 is a lot of dishes.
How many dishes do you think you've got? And you can't include My Food Bags and HelloFresh's.
Yeah, like, I use My Food Bag. And if it's not a My Food Bag...
Okay, you're writing a cookbook
yeah.
of Eli Mathewson's signature dishes.
Yeah.
How many would you say you've got?
Honestly, like 4 or 5.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using other people's recipes.
Yeah. If I'm just cooking and it's like last minute, I'm doing snack bowl, some other kind of pasta, might be fry up some chicken thighs and do it with some roast veggies. I don't know. You know, like,
oh God.
I'm just kind of mucking about.
I'm just kind of depressed.
Yeah. Well, they're all fine. And I think, especially because I don't have those even close to every... I don't even have those every month, but yeah. just on the
but
days...
But you're on the food bags, are you?
I am on that.
Are you a freshie or a bag? Baggy?
A food bag.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good.
It's great. Are you on a fresh start?
I have done... Nah, we're on the full fat. But I have done HelloFresh in the past, and it was pretty bleak. You get really sick of the food. Yeah. And I'm reading a lot of their... we can cut this if you want to get rid of this.
I mean, I've taken HelloFresh money.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm still under contract.
No, surely you're not.
Surely not.
Anyway, also...
Cut to the end of our podcast. Yeah. We've both been sued by this huge German conglomerate. Well, we're like, they're literally suing us for $1 million.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've been deep in Reddit pages recently of people complaining about different things. And like a huge thing that people are complaining about a lot is HelloFresh and what HelloFresh is up to. Because apparently they do a thing where, like, I think they've just turned everything up to 11 in terms of their please don't quit us. So if you quit, you call, they'll call you and they'll be like, hey, we just want to do an exit survey to find out how you felt. And then at the end of the exit survey, they'll say, and can we send you a couple of free vouchers to say thank you for doing the survey? And if you accept the vouchers, you are subscribed again.
Oh, my God.
Which is so sinister.
It's so hard leaving a subscription. I found it hard leaving my gym. I was like,
yeah.
You know, you feel you owe these people something. And then you're like, but it's just like, as a consumer, I'm not consuming this thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't keep giving you my money. I've got to, like, make a choice for myself.
When I've, like, left the country, like, I've left the country for, like, 6 weeks, and I've emailed my gym to be like, I would love to put my gym subscription on pause. Even then, I feel like I'm overstepping the mark.
It's so weird.
It's so dumb. Hey, I'm so sorry, but I'm definitely not coming.
I did get into swimming when I was in Adelaide, because the hotel that we were in had a pool, but it was only 15 meter. And
yeah.
So, boy, I was flipping off those walls every,
back
like,
forth,
10 seconds.
Forth.
I couldn't believe it. I got a bit dizzy, if I'm being honest. So, we'll wrap up with the Oscars, eh?
Yeah. God, I need to get into swimming. We live so close to a pool now, actually, that...
So close. Though that pool is a bit grotty. I love it there, though.
Yeah.
I haven't swum there in a really long time. I was swimming there in the lead-up to Nude Tuesday in Treasure Island, and I would say I was putting a lot of emotional... like processing in that water.
Into the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think to hop in those lanes makes me a little bit like anxious.
I just don't think I can swim more than 2 or 3 lanes. So I would love to build up my endurance for swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just overexhaust myself. Okay, the Oscars.
Okay, so the Oscars.
Have I told you about how I was like so, so focused on Stephanie Hsu and her getting her Oscar nomination that before it happened I flooded the kitchen because I was in the on my laptop reading the BAFTA long list, which was the long list when they have like 15 people for each category, and she was not included, and I was getting so angry, and that's when my kitchen flooded and the wood underneath our cabinets warped, and they are ultimately a bit fucked now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Truly so funny.
Yeah. And then she'd got her Oscar nomination. I was so happy. But then she was beaten by the other actor from the same movie whose performance is good, but clearly...
not as good, though. Like,
no.
Like, Stephanie has all the emotional weight of the film.
She's kind of...
But I do feel like it's a bit of a time of, like, nominating... Or we're, like, in this era of, like, acknowledging, like, what is, like, beyond what we... consider to be like a award-winning performance.
Mm.
And I think like Coolidge is a perfect example of that.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
where it's like we never used to acknowledge comedy performances that held depth. Not that I'm not like this true, is not true, in true. Depth of this is not in defense of Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm just like, this is more acknowledging like what's going on, I think, on zeitgeisty in the time, and I feel like that nomination is like being like, she's wacky, she's wearing a wig.
Yes. She is good in the film, but I was reading, do you ever read those, sometimes they do those interviews, like Hollywood Reporter does one and Vanity Fair does one with an Oscar voter, just about who they're picking and why, and it definitely is a classic. I think this is the Oscars every year of like, the people who picked Jamie Lee were like, they're kind of awarding her for a career rather than the specific performance.
People are like loving this sort of redemption narrative. Mm. There's so many of these like performers who, most of them are like, so deserving as well, but yeah. You know, they're like sort of dismissed at their time and have now reclaimed the role and are like being acknowledged in this whole new light.
Uh-huh. It's kind of funny because they were like, Jamie Lee was never nominated because she was in genre film, like horror films and stuff, right? Which never gets seen as awards contenders. But then in the same category as well was Angela Bassett, who was in a superhero movie, which like normally doesn't get acknowledged because it's a genre film. I don't know. The awards are so cooked, but I'll never stop being obsessed, unfortunately.
They are truly, like, once you realize that they're all just campaigns and, moves and, like, not really reflective of who's actually done the best, you sort of go, like, oh, it's ridiculous.
But then this year, Everything Everywhere All at Once winning so many and all the biggies was pretty sick.
It's amazing. Like, it's so amazing to acknowledge it as well. And such a great film, which I realized I watched two of those films nominated for Best Picture on a plane.
Which ones?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
On a plane.
And the Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, is that good? I haven't seen it.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
But so wonderful as well.
It's quite funny.
It's quite funny, yeah. And kind of a little bit of a film alike about how being in a beautiful, small, close-knit community is actually quite a horrible, toxic thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very funny message. But Lady Gaga performing...
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Hold My Hand. Is that the song?
Yeah.
Hold My Hand. She's always, you know, she's always doing something. And
she's in the middle of shooting The Joker 2 as well, which I feel like is maybe informs a little bit of what happened.
And like, she's always, like, even when she's like, I'm going to do nothing, she's doing like the most. Like, it's almost like she was like, not only was she sort of not wearing makeup, it was almost like she wasn't wearing skin. Like, she was like, what if I'm just like totally stripped back in a way that you're like, I think like, it looked like a dress rehearsal in this way, but it was sort of interesting, but it was odd. It was so odd.
And so because it was like, the camera was so close to her.
Yes.
That to be fair, they could have filmed that a week ago.
Maybe they did. No, she was definitely there.
She was definitely there.
But then what's weird is, so she's like totally raw for the song.
Yeah.
But then we see her on the champagne carpet, like fully done up.
Yeah. She had to get that makeup off.
That's all I can think about. It's like, so I'm like, well, it's not like this whole thing is like, it's not like you're Alicia Keys-ing it.
No.
Where it's like,
you've already showed us a full makeup look.
Yeah. Which I guess the versatility is fun. It's just, it doesn't read authentic when
it's
another costume. Yeah, exactly. And then it's so laid back.
Yeah.
Like it's the singlet and like jeans.
Ripped jeans.
And chucks.
I was going to check my security cameras to see who's in the garden of my house.
Is someone alerted?
Yeah, I got a little alert.
Oh my God, I got shivers. The idea that there's someone in there.
It's my boyfriend. I think he's just having a look at our hedges, which got done today. We also, our berm was really wild, and we finally, there was roadworks, we couldn't tend to our berm, and then once the roadworks were gone, we
get like a notification from like a neighbors association.
Never got full, probably called out, but our lawnmower was not big enough to handle it, so we had to hire other people to do it. And
it's actually not that expensive to get like someone to mow your lawn.
No, yeah.
You're, so I'm always surprised by it.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't own a lawnmower. So we don't own a fridge or a washing machine. We hire everything in this house. And we've realized we've been hiring our washing machine for 7 years. And we've paid like upwards of like $4,000 on it.
You definitely could have bought a washing machine. I mean, you could have bought a washing machine, I think.
We're like, we won't be here for that long. And then no one owns it. And then it's not awkward when you move out of a flat. And then we stayed here through a marriage and into our 30s. And we still rent it. and we can't believe it.
And you could have bought one for a few hundred dollars, I reckon.
Yeah. It's just insane. It's crazy. Like, it's not a good call.
You're just going to feel so good, that new washing machine, when you get out of here.
And that's what I'm thinking. It's like, we should probably change it now. Because it leaks. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The button doesn't work. It pulled a bit, like, the button got ripped off and Livia put her finger in it and it ripped her skin off. Like, in many ways, it's a bad washing machine, but we just can't be bothered with the admin, so it just stays.
But because of that, when you return it, because it's a rental, are they going to be like, hey, guys, you really screwed up this washing machine that you've paid for the value
of? Right, we've had it for a decade.
4 times over.
They'll probably throw it out.
Of course they'll throw it out.
It's a great business model.
Yeah.
Mr. Rental.
Those little snakes.
Our fridge is rotten as well, like so bad.
Yeah.
We should probably wrap this up because it's gone from fun to incredibly mundane.
Just me
domestic.
And your chat about our appliances. Yeah. I actually was just going to get into my appliances and I'm actually so glad.
Just like you called it. Horrible banter from like these gays in their 30s.
This can't even be called banter.
It's not even banter, is it? It's like, this is just chat.
If you were next to this at a cafe, you would think, what a boring chat. Let alone a podcast released for the public. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, Angels.
Thank you. And we'll see you in another 9 months.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.